Hey, mompreneur, are you feeling overwhelmed by content creation? I totally get it. You have a million other things to do, and somehow your kids always know the best time to interrupt you is right when you start doing work. And by best time, I mean worst time. That's why I made the 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar. It tells you exactly what to post so you can ditch the scramble and get back to what matters most, your little womb gremlins and your business. More time for you, more engagement for your business. Get your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar today at sociallyyours.biz/content calendar. Hey, hey, and welcome to episode 24 of Mompreneur Mastery. Today, I'm going to walk you through how I plan a month of content in one go. I don't plan and create at the same time because I don't have the time for that. But even just having a plan makes sure that my strategy is cohesive, that all my posts are working together like they're different pieces of a puzzle in creating a buyer journey with my content, and make sure my messaging is on point. And also just saves a ton of time. So when I am able to create content, I know exactly what to make, how to make it, and all of that. So this is how I do it. If you're listening on a podcast platform, I'm also going to do a screen recording of it so you can see the process, see the content calendar, what it looks like if you're a visual learner. And there'll be a link to it in the show notes. There will also be a link to a content calendar if you don't have one and you want to get more organized with your content planning. Okay, so this is what I use. It's just Google Sheets. It's very simple, very easy. I have the dates at the top and I have all different kinds of content here. So you can see I've filled in some of my email stuff already just from sales I have planned, bundle emails that I need to send out or that are already scheduled. And then I also have spots for what I'm going to be doing in my podcast, what I'm going to be doing on social media, and then also stories. Your stories, some of them should be connecting to the posts that you're sharing on social media. So first things first, you can see here, I'm having a launch sale in my emails. I'm not posting about it on Instagram yet, so I won't be sharing any information about the sale itself. But what I am going to do, because I do eventually want to launch this new exciting offer to my Instagram followers, is I'm going to create content about it without really talking about it that much. So I'm going to think about the things that the offer helps with. I'm going to think about pain points that my audience has where they would need this offer, where this offer would help them with, and think about the transformation, like the promise of this offer, how it helps them, and talk all about that in my content. And if you listen to the last episode, you will know that one of the things that I'm going to be working on is creating more connection in my content, less promotion. So I think this is going to be a really good way to do that pre-launch, because you know, anytime you're launching, you can't just go out there and share promotional content without like prepping your audience for it first. So this is a good way to bring awareness to the pain points, the transformation, all of this thing, and kind of seed the idea of it before I actually get closer to launching it. Also a great way, because I'm focusing more on connection and talking to people, this is going to be a great opportunity for me to get market research for it as well, so I can change my messaging if I need to when I do start marketing this offer. So the offer is a launch content calendar with templates and like the strategy behind all the posts and everything. So the things I'm going to be talking about, I haven't planned my podcast episodes yet, so ignore that. But the things I'm going to be talking about in social media are all going to be related to that. Now, I shoot for 3 or 4 posts a week. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But I'm more likely to reach that goal if I plan my content ahead of time. So this is for January 2024. So I'm going to make a post about the new year, probably share that I'm working on a new offer about launching, frame it as a goal for the new year, because that's like a thing, business goals for the new year. And then also ask for comments about their business goals, try and work in something related to launching so I can hopefully start some conversations and get some information about how people feel about launching, what the stressful parts are, and pain points, desired outcomes, those kinds of things that I can use in my marketing down the line. And then I normally do a soundbite for podcast Monday or Tuesday. I'll skip Wednesday. Don't need to post every day. Because one of my big goals is connection here. I want to share like a personal story relating life to business around launching. Maybe talk about the busyness of it, you know, how overwhelming it is, all these moving pieces of the back end of a launch. And again, CTA call to action for comments for that connection piece. Then Friday, I'll do an educational post. I haven't done one yet this week, so it'll be not specifically related to launching, but probably like an aspect of launching. So maybe growing your follower count or promotional posts. So it can tie into launching, and I will certainly like mention it, but it's not going to be the whole point of the post. Podcast soundbite reel here. I haven't planned my podcast episodes yet, but they will also probably be similar around this idea of launching, because that's what my new offer will be about. Keeping on that theme of connection, I'll do a relatable reel. Reels are great for connection because you can show your face, your personality, and I've been slacking on reels lately, honestly. So I need to do more of those. I'm here participating in this bundle. So I'm going to do a bundle promo post. And then I'll do another Friday FAQ for maybe nurturing leads. Again, I will mention in the post that it's like important for launching, but it's not specific to launching. And again, Monday is for podcast soundbites. Which wrote that. Tuesday, the 16th. Man, we've already done like 2 weeks of content. That's pretty dope. Now, last month I started a series called Sales Slip-Ups about mistakes people make trying things that are people do that are preventing them from making more sales on Instagram. So I'm probably going to do another one of that and relate it to launching here. And that's a reel. Another bundle promo because I think that's the last day. Another bundle promo post because I think that's the last day. And then I'll do an FAQ. Probably this one will be launch specific and I will use it. I'm going to give like information, but I also want to promote my lead magnet. So when I do an actual launch, I have more qualified leads to go through the funnel. Another Monday, another podcast soundbite. Very easy there. Do a reel. Next day, I will do I did a promo for my lead magnet, promo for my podcast. So I'll do something that's more relatable for that connection piece and do like a mompreneur life reel that's relatable and not really promotional. Then we'll stick with some educational content. I want to balance out my feed so it's not all one thing, and kind of cover my bases as far as I'm not super concerned with growing my follower count right now, so I'm not sharing a ton of shareable posts, which would be good for that. I really want to focus more on the connection and the educational, and those like relatable posts do that a lot. So I want to vary it up with between those kinds of posts here. I don't normally post on Thursdays because I can look at my insights on my scheduling tool, Metricool, and see that there's not a lot of activity on Thursday. So it just kind of seems like a waste of time when I could focus on the other days instead. And then we'll do another FAQ for Friday. I'll honestly probably relate it to that sales slip up reel that I do. And then Friday, another FAQ, and I will probably just relate it to the same topic that I talk about in this, that sales slip up reel series that I mentioned about launching mistakes and not prepping your audience. But I'm going to reframe it a little bit. Like the one thing, or like the biggest mistake mompreneurs make when launching on Instagram. Pretty easy. And we're getting to the end of the month. It hasn't. Stop jumping! And just like that, we are at the end of the month. The whole thing has been pretty much planned down to the topic and type of post, so that is very helpful for me. Podcast soundbite here. Just like that, we are at the end of the month. So Monday, podcast soundbite, surprise, surprise. Tuesday, I'm trying to think. I did two educational, so I'll do a connection-based thing. I'm going to switch it up and try something new and see how it does. I haven't posted one in a while, but I used to post like quotes and memes and things, and they would get good reach and good shares. So we'll see how that goes. Wednesday, the end of the month, the very last post here. And then Wednesday, the 31st, the very last post here, I think I am going to do an update on how the connection piece I've been working on is going. And I might even make that the podcast episode that week as well. And try and get some comments as well. My thought behind that is, I like everything to be in the middle. So my thought behind that is being more authentic and showing more of myself, like some behind the scenes things. And also, I think it could be helpful for my followers if that's something they need to work on as well. Like, I can talk about how I did it, how it's going, what worked, what didn't, what I'm going to do moving forward. And then, yeah, always want more comments. Okay, delete that part. So that's the whole month planned in, I don't know, 15 minutes. So that's pretty cool. And I do have a slot here for stories. I'm not going to do the whole month because stop jumping. No, I do have a spot here on the content calendar for stories because in addition to like the daily, like, behind the scenes, like bits of your life kind of stories, it's also really important to bring the content from your feed into your stories. Roland, shush. It's also really important to bring the content to your feed in your stories. And I usually do this by starting with a question. Roland, go. So as an example, I have no idea. For this one, now that I know the topic of the post, the first story would ask a question, get some engagement. A question, like a poll question related to the topic of the post to kind of like pique their interest and again get engagement so that it gets seen by more people. And just so I'll ask, do you have a business goal for 2024? 2024 is kind of broad. I'll probably do like Q1. And then two, share posts to stories and probably say something like, here's mine. Three, probably share questions box and ask what their goal is or what their, I think, instead of goal, I'm going to switch it to like launch because I'm talking about launches here. And there, because one of my goals with this post was market research, I can talk to the people that respond to the questions box and just ask them about their offers, if they're excited about the launch, what they don't like about it, things like that. Talk to them about their launch, what they're excited about, what they're not excited about, things like that that I can use in my messaging. Oh, because the more you know about your audience, what they're struggling with, what they need help with, how you can help them better, the more like on point your marketing will be and also your offers themselves.
Seriously, stop jumping. I should not have to say it 7 times.
That is how I plan out a whole month of my content. It doesn't take a ton of time to plan it. If you haven't done it before, just start. If you haven't done it before, it might take longer, but you can always also just like start small. But now I know that every post is kind of working together to achieve this greater goal of connection and also seeding the offer that I will be launching at some point and also getting me some market research. And when I do have the time to actually create content, even if it's last minute, I know exactly what to make, which long-term saves me a ton of time. So again, if you don't have a content calendar, you can grab one. So again, if you don't have a content calendar of your own, I'm sharing a link. You can copy this one from the link in the show notes. And if you have any questions about content planning or want some help, you can DM me on Instagram. I am at socially.yours.strategist.
Thank you so much for listening to Mompreneur Mastery, Simple Instagram Strategy for Busy Moms. If you were listening to this episode and found yourself nodding along, I would love it if you would find me on Instagram and send me a message telling me your biggest takeaway. My handle is at socially.yours.strategist. And don't forget to grab your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar so that you know exactly what to post to get more comments without spending hours brainstorming Instagram post ideas. You can get it at socialyours.biz/content-calendar or head to the link in the show notes. Is summer calling, but your content calendar is keeping you stuck inside? I hear you. I would much rather be poolside with my kids and not glued to my phone, wondering what to post to actually get me likes, comments, and sales. I have just the thing to help you with that. I've created something called a Content Maximizer System. It is a step-by-step framework that helps you analyze your content, identify posts to maximize, and it shows you how to turn each of those posts into at least 20 new posts that get you likes, comments, and sales. Double down on your efforts, not your time. Get the Content Maximizer System and reclaim your summer. Visit my website, socialyours.biz/content-maximizer, or visit the link in the show notes for more details.